I can have your attention here in the media center, we are joined by tonight's second and third place finishers for the 60th annual Coke Zero Sugar 400. We have Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota for Furniture Row Racing. And we also have third place finisher AJ Allmendinger, driver of the number 47 Kroger Clickless Chevrolet for JTG Doherty Racing. We're going to open the floor right up for questions. We'll start with Hill and work our way around.
Yeah, over here. Hill Overton, WNDB Radio. This is for you, AJ. You got third tonight, your best finish, I believe, this year. Is it surprising you got it here in this race?
No, I mean, we've, for whatever reason, we run well here. My guys, we really work hard on setup and trying to get at least a good handling race car, especially in the 4th of July race. And, at Daytona, the last, four races, I've had a shot to win the race. This tonight was strange. I was trying to ride at the back early on and still got wrecked and had a lot of damage on the left rear of the race car. So my guys did a good job to fix it good enough. And, I probably missed another 7 wrecks after that. It was just kind of chaos out there. So, it was a little bit of survival. And there at the end, it was just trying to make the right moves. With the damage on the left side of the race car, put a lot of drag in it. So I didn't really know if we had a great shot to win it. I knew my only shot was going to be off of turn 4 and try to make the right move. And, going down into 3, Martin was battling with Eric there and made a move and tried to push Martin and obviously get as much as I could. And, we salvaged a great result out of it. We had 2 cars in the top 5 out of our race team. So, it's just a solid night. It's one of these nights where you just got to survive. It's not pretty. It's, I think that was a lot of crazy racing, but we survived.
We'll go next to Bob and then upstairs to the press box.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. Martin, you were obviously teammates with Eric last year. What, what do you think about him finally getting that first win? Did you think it would come earlier? And, what were you thinking on the, as well as on the last lap, considering you probably know him as well as anybody out there?
Yeah, definitely happy to see those guys get their first win. It's, I can remember what my first win felt like. It's pretty damn amazing. So for them to get it here at a big race, it was really cool to see. And really, obviously wanted to beat him, but happy for him. If you're going to, run second to somebody, that's kind of the story, I guess, you'd want to see out of it. So, all in all, I think for us it was a good night and, did all the things we needed to do. I'm just, I got to work on my mirror driving skills. I'm not real good at it. I never have been. And, just happy, to get through here alive and finish. I joked all week that I hadn't finished this race in 8 or 10 years, and that's not, it's kind of funny, but it's not really. It's true and sad. So to finally get to the end of one of these races and then have a shot at it was cool. I wish I could have done a better job for my team because, our car was really fast, and I felt like it was for sure the best car we've had on the plate tracks probably the last 2 years. And the good news is it's still one piece, so feel good about that. But, definitely congrats to Eric and his team. They've been fighting hard to get to where they're at, and, always good to see a first-time winner. Now maybe ISC and those guys can be a little bit happier about things.
We'll go upstairs to the press box, and then we'll come back downstairs to Nate.
Dang, got hot in here. Hey, Greg Engel, Auto Week, the disembodied voice up here in the ceiling. For Martin... sorry.
Is that thunder?
Yeah, no, it's...
Well, it's fireworks, man. 4th of July.
It's the ISC guys.
It's the ISC running around.
Yeah. Martin, you knew it was Eric up in front of you coming on that last lap. No matter who it was, would you have worked harder if it was somebody else to get the win or...
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
I didn't give him anything. He earned it straight up. So the race, really where it changed was, we got a good start. 95 was a good pusher. He got me out front. We got separated a bit. I broke away from him a little too much. And just as I broke away, him and the 20 jumped back in line behind him and give him a big shove. And he got a run on me. And like I said earlier, I just did a terrible job of blocking. He got to my rear corner. We got side by side. And then the race was on. Those guys ganged up behind and came with a big run to the outside of the 95. And it just got a little crazy from there. So, you know, he was just in the right spot, got the right run, timed it, got past me, and then there was nothing I could do. You know, the guys behind me were racing hard, so I was just kind of sitting there with no momentum the last lap, and he drove on off to the sunset for the win.
We'll go next to Nate, then to Jerry, then to Matt.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. For both you guys, you guys could both address it. Both in February and this race, it seems like all the wrecks, the big multi-car wrecks, are happening at the front. I mean, usually they happen in the middle of the pack. Is it blocking? Is it just the urgency of needing to be up front? Because if you get shuffled back, you can't get back up there. Any reason for that?
Yes, yes, and yes. Go ahead.
I agree. I think it's that some of the wrecks happen at the end of the stages. At the 500 especially, and the stage points, it especially the start of the year, I think everybody's aggressive on them, trying to get more stage points and get your season kicked off right. Hell, I don't know what happened tonight. I mean, I was trying to ride at the back, and it just seemed like that the blocking, I mean, it seems aggressive. I mean, it is very aggressive, and the urgency, whether it's to stay up front, even if there's a lot of time left to get back to the front, I'm not really sure why, but to me, that's what's causing it.
I think it's just, it's a desperation kind of race. You know, there's a lot of guys that out there that need to win, want to win, feel like it's their best shot, and, you know, they're willing to take big risk, big gambles. I mean, you look at the guys that were involved in the wrecks tonight and involved in, you know, kind of instigating them. So they're all guys that were, not willing to lift. We've seen a couple guys in wreck a few times, cause a few wrecks. So, there's a lot on the line. It's a big deal to win at this level, at this racetrack. And I think a lot of guys just wing it and go for broke.
Go next to Jerry and then to Matt.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net, Performance Racing Network. Martin, you brought it up with the young driver issue. Seriously, the big three, you're the only one of the big three that survived tonight. But with Eric getting this win, does that give the younger NASCAR generation some momentum?
Yeah, for this week. I mean,
one of those three are going to win next week, so I don't know. I mean,
I think it's, for me personally, I just think it's cool for Eric. I like him. He's a good kid. He's worked hard, I don't know the repercussions of him winning here, what they're going to be, but for me, I think it's a good story. So happy for him, happy for his family and his fans. He's put a lot of effort into get here, and he's in a good position, and he's got a lot of pressure on him. So to finally get that first one out of the way, I think it'll help him a bunch, and we'll see where he takes it from here.
Go to Chris.
Chris Boyle, Daytona Beach News Journal. Martin, just wanted to get your thoughts on kind of your strategy throughout this thing, is you kind of drifted back at different times of the race and then moved up to the front. Was it just, survival at that point?
It was. It was a complete survival. The first part of the race, I wanted to see what our car would do, kind of how it handled. So we ran probably 25 laps up there, 20 laps up there in the middle of the pack, and realized we weren't going anywhere. I kind of knew what I needed to do to my car to make it better, and I just bailed out and from there rode around and took it easy and watched them all crash, and then said, coming to stage two, it's like, we were up to like 10th, and we were in the back. The crash happened. We didn't pit. We were like 10th, and I was like, damn, a lot of cars were in that one. So even then, I made up my mind to not try to go racing stage two, not try to worry about stage points, just, chill out, and they wrecked again. So it was a good decision.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck in Kentucky.